This is K2PCB. K2PCB, you listening for any calls?
K2PCB. KC2PC, good morning, sir. Happy Monday.
Well, good morning to you, Ross. Another early day for you. How was your weekend?
It was okay. A little cold, but okay. I'm actually, thought I had a head cold or something. It turns out just to be the excess dryness in my house that I, when I got outside this morning, it was, that seemed to almost all go away. But yeah, it's like, I had, I think like 20% humidity in the house, and we're trying just to get the humidity up, and it's just, it's so cold, and the furnace just sucking it right out, it just doesn't have a chance to keep up.
That sounds like a good day to have some, spaghetti then, getting that pasta water going on the stove, getting some of that moisture into the air. Not very controlled, but I remember the days of people doing that. I know a friend of mine growing up, his family had a wood-burning stove in their, I guess it would be their dining room. And two things that they often had on the stove, well, obviously water in the winter, just doing that very thing, putting some moisture into the air, and they used to always have orange peels there to give this like a potpourri sort of aroma, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, my sister, she had her stove going on, same thing. She had the water going. We have Evelyn's humidifier going, but it just doesn't keep up. It's a 2 gallon too, and it holds quite a bit of water. And it went through a whole. It went through it like half the day, so I'd refill it again. And it, like I said, it's so dry, it just doesn't keep up.
But you're right, it is that time of the year. Got to watch out for it. I guess really in any extremes, right? Extreme cold, even air conditioning. Can take moisture out of the air. Definitely got to watch out for that. Yeah, this weekend we went to a funeral, a church service, and we went because the husband of somebody that both Lynn and I know passed. But we didn't know him. We went for her, and turns out that the gentleman that passed, which is awful, turned out to be Jay Wojciechowski's cousin, and I hate to say it, but we did a Irish goodbye, and as soon as the service was over, we met with her, we gave her hugs, and they were going to do like a, like a meet and greet luncheon with all kinds of food trays in the parish hall, but again, we did our Irish goodbye and slipped out, but I see Seth was also there, Seth George, and I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but yeah, I'll talk to Jay to get more details. And then we went to a play out in Batavia on Saturday, which was pretty good. We enjoyed that. And yeah, otherwise, it was a cold weekend, so a lot of indoor tinkering.
Yeah, sometimes during the night, it got down to -6, and this morning I woke up, it was 0, and now on the truck, I'm here in town, and it made up to 8, so it's supposed to actually warm up, I think, in the 20s today. That's going to feel like a heat wave.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you look at the parking lot, Lynn's car doesn't get as much usage as my truck or other people around us, and she's got one of the few cars that still has quite a bit of snow on it. We were always running our cars around. It melts off. Snow sits on it. We melt it off, brush it off, melt it off. We keep the bulk of it off, but we don't run it long enough to get it to melt down to, just clean paint. She does start it periodically, though, just because we did have that one stretch of time after she had her procedure. It was really pretty cold, and obviously she wasn't using it, so she didn't start it. And it was rough starting, so we had to put the jumper back on there to help it along. Let's see. Yeah, did you see my message this weekend about when I was testing out that radio with the Slinky antenna of all antennas?
Yep, I did see that. It's pretty neat. Is that that's something somebody made up, or is that just a feature with the Slinky antenna?
Oh, I guess I'm not following your question.
I've seen your pictures of Slinky, but then. Yes. Another picture surfaced that it looked like some type of mount for it or something that you can use for POTA. Is that, do you have both of those, or you just have the Slinky going in your house?
Okay, now I get exactly what you're saying. The pictures of the antenna strung up, like from the door frame to a plastic insulator to a shelf, that's my old Slinky antenna. And I don't know if you noticed in the picture, but that one was copper. Copper clad, whatever it is. That antenna I've had for quite some time. And the other antenna, and because I think there was, I don't know if the order that the pictures came in, when I mentioned Slinky, Brad was asking if this was the type of Slinky antenna I was referring to. So basically, yes. And then I share the pictures that I had. It's a big compromise. It's an indoor antenna. It's sort of collapsed. But the fact that you have that many turns in the Slinky coil gives you length of wire, which helps the tuner tune it pretty easily. And the more you stretch it out, obviously the longer it is, the better it is. You can do crazy things to, you know, collapse the coil and pitch it together to change the overall length of the wire. But I just pulled it out and I didn't have it going very far. And I listened and the bands are pretty quiet. And I hear a couple stations in there. I'm like, okay, these guys are just having a conversation. Oh, these guys are doing some kind of check-in. Oh, that's W1AW. I'm going to hit that one. That's the SARRL headquarters. But they were doing W1AW. And W1AW stroke 1 is the alternate. So I do want to look it up to see if they were doing any type of portable station, because that's not their main station. I'll have to see if they were doing some type of event or if they were just running from their headquarters on Saturday there.
All right,
this is
K2PCB. So is that a new Slinky or old stock Slinky? Where would you even buy a Slinky today, KC2NVM?
Actually, that could have been new stock back in the day when I bought it. I probably bought that Slinky, I would say 15 years ago, somewhere in there. But I actually bought it complete. There was another ham radio operator that was selling it. With the coax wrap, the connector on there, the finished ends to it, and it came in copper rather than I don't know what the normal Slinky is made out of, but it's normally not a copper color, at least the ones that I've played with.
Jeff, if you really want one, you can go to Target for $10.50. I think you can get one at the Target in the toy section.
I didn't realize they still made Slinkies. That's awesome.
Yeah, and also in my spare time, I've been reading this book. Basically, it's getting started with Parks on the Air. And it's a three-book series, and they were only $7.99, so I purchased all three of them for my Kindle. And I've been reading those, and those have been quite informative. I'm looking forward to doing that. The only thing that seems a little daunting, and it's the silliest of all, and that is whether you're hunting or activating a park, how you have to submit your logs. Hopefully, when I get into it, it's a little easier than what this guy made out in the book. But we shall see. Morning, Jeff. How was your weekend?
Weekend was short, long, and busy. Yesterday, I spent the majority of the day in front of the computer doing schoolwork, and then did a grocery run with Zoe, and then back to the grind and more schoolwork. We had Zoe's fundraiser for wrestling, which was a meat raffle, on Saturday. So that was kind of fun. We brought home a couple of things. We did better in the Chinese auction than we did the meat raffle. But it was a good time had by all.
Yeah, I wish we had the freezer space to get into some of these meat raffles. I know one of our buyers here at work used to seem like they were going to a meat raffle every couple weeks. In fact, if Brad's in there, I always wanted to say, did he participate with those as well? I don't know. Maybe I'm getting confused, but that's awesome. Yeah, we do the Chinese auctions once in a while. That way I can put in for what I want and hopefully get something nice. The meat raffles, that's the tough one. Not that I expect to walk in there and get a side of beef and have no place to put it, but yeah, even if you just get a better pork chop, that would probably be pretty cool. But I just arrived. Made really good time today. This is K2PCB. Let's see. I'll turn it back to Brad, see if he's in there. If not, over to Ross.
This is This is KE2GDQ. Yes, I'm in here. I've been listening to the conversation. Sounds like everyone's had a really good weekend.
Hopefully yours was the same there, Brad. How was your weekend?
It was good. Baked some chocolate chip cookies on Saturday. Did some things in the basement. Listened to some radio. Shot trap yesterday. Didn't do very well overall, but it was still fun. And then watched some YouTube stuff. Guy on a channel called Ham Radio Crash Course.
So can I ask if you were watching his episode or video on getting your extra class license right after getting your general?
I have not. But I know that he does do some prep in there, and he encourages you to go to a website called Ham Study, which I went to, looked at it, but I'm like, I know someone who's got, I think, a better website, and I've been using that one, but I've gone to your extra page and tried to answer a few questions, and yeah, I got to do a lot of studying.
Could you imagine that running field day this year and everyone's running on their own call sign? That would be wild. All right, 6:40. Turn it over to you, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Brad. I got not too much done this weekend, but like I said, I tell Travis I have my dryness in my head, and it's actually feeling better now. I just got to get outside. So how was your weekend?
All that dryness, I don't like that. And I probably should be running a humidifier in the bedroom. I'll probably do that. I should probably do that. It's been really dry. The funny thing is it hasn't been as bad going in and out of PCB, being out of the building all the time. I guess maybe it's different. I don't know. Things seem to be better. Overall, the weekend was good. Was more of a relaxed weekend than I've had in the past.
Yeah, I try to do the relaxed thing. It doesn't happen for me. I got both my parents pretty much take care of now, so it doesn't give me much time for relaxing. But I try to make the most of it.
For sure. Taking care of your parents is a big job. And sometimes, from my experience, it can get very frustrating. But when the time comes, you'll look back on it and be glad you did it.
All right, I'll swing over to Travis. I'll talk to you, Brad, probably when they go in. Go ahead, Travis, take it.
All right, sounds good, Russ. Yeah, I could definitely see, you know, that extra time and attention it takes to support your parents there. Fortunately and unfortunately, my sister's still home with my parents. They're doing okay. My dad, he's slowing down, but my mom has a problem with Meniere's disease, which I may have talked about before, but her balance is really, really bad. She falls a lot, and thankfully she hasn't hurt anything major. But I hate to say it, it's eventually going to happen where you can't fall that often and not end up with broken bones and that. But yeah, her equilibrium is just horrible, and she can be doing well, have a good day, and then all of a sudden the bottom falls out, and yeah, she has trouble getting around. In fact, that's why she didn't make it to my little birthday gathering this year. And between the stairs and her vertigo, that wasn't gonna be good. Anyway, I've got 6:44, so I'll make this my final. Wish everyone a good morning, and I'll talk to you guys soon. This is K2PCB.
I'm with full 73s as well. Have a good day, everyone. We'll talk to y'all later. KC2NDM, clear.
See you guys in there, KC2PT. So, Brad, did you look at AHF rigs?
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, well, as I was saying, I watched this Josh Nash, I think is his name, KI6NAZ, ham radio crash course, and he had a 10-meter radio that he was using to make contact on, and he was using it on the band that is open to technicians. So I did look at that radio. It was only like $250, but then I go like, but it's a one-trick pony. It's a 10-meter band. Is that something I want? So I'm trying to think about, you know, how many bands radio do I buy, how much power, you know, all that stuff. And it's getting a little overwhelming right now.
Well, it can be. Yeah, it can be. But I would go for the all-band ones, or close to at least the HF ones, instead of just sticking to a 10-meter rig. That only gets you just a little bit. Instead of now that you have the license, you can go way up to 180 if you wanted to. So if they give you, if you got like six bands you could talk on that I can't. And, obviously when you go up, obviously get more band radio, it's the price is a lot more, so... I'm not going to steer you one way or another, but if I was me, I'd probably try to shoot for a radio that's got more bands, that's capable of transmitting on more bands.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, and I think that's where I was kind of leaning to. The other consideration is antenna. How can I deploy a antenna that covers multiple bands? What is it, the 80-40-20, I think you can get 80-40-20-15 all on the same wire or same band, same antenna, because of the way the resonance works. I got to measure to see if I can do something like that, and still keep it hidden, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, they make that fan dipole antenna, a wire antenna, but it's got like six, I think it's got four wires coming off of it, and you use that with a tuner, and it'll get you close. Definitely about it, but surprisingly with that GV5R that Travis has, that works pretty good. But that's the only problem with HF antennas, you need the real estate for them. I was just wondering if you could find something that would attach to your fence. I know you want to keep it stealthy. That's kind of one way to do it. Just especially if you got like a vinyl fence, you could probably easily hide it. And obviously, if you got metal, you're gonna have to isolate it. Or even maybe be able to use the metal part of the fence. If you have a metal fence, that might work as well.
We do have a wooden fence in back, where I could actually just lay the wire on top of the, because it's a, what we call the good neighbor fence, so the vertical boards alternate sides, so there's a 2x4 that really runs across the top. That would work, but I'd have to bury the line through the yard to get it into the house, which I can do that, you know, run some PVC on the ground and stuff. But that's only about 60 feet. So, yeah, I've still got to look at the antenna design first to see which bands I can get. But, yeah, those are all good. The one other one was I could put an inverted V maybe in front of the arborvitae because it would be kind of, it would blend in with it. So that might work, too.
Yeah, also another option for you if you wanted a flagpole. They make the flagpole HF antenna. That's got quite the install. It looks just like a flagpole. You won't even see it. You won't have to worry about taking it up or shutting it down. Only thing you have to do, you have to run probably, probably 20 ground radials around the pole. So if you have it like in the middle of the yard, you have to run out probably, I don't even know how long the ground radials would have to be, but it will, you can do it that way. And you can keep it stealthy, and it should work pretty good for you.
Yeah, I have seen that. I do have a book on stealth antennas. That's one of them. There's another one that looks like a loop that almost looks like a garden ornament. So that has potential. I'd have to, again, look at that design and see what frequencies that covers, so which is going to kind of determine what kind of radio I get and tuner, you know. I had forgotten about that, but that's another thing I would have to buy, and potentially a different power supply to make sure I can, depending on how many wattage, might have to get a different power supply.
So I've seen guys get real creative. I know some of these guys use those archways, which leads to like your, if you have like a flower garden in your backyard, they have those archways, and one guy made one out of copper, and he painted it, to match the scheme and everything, and he painted it white, and you wouldn't know that was there until, I don't know if you want to be underneath it while you're transmitting, but yeah, that's another one. I've seen the guys use the arches. Like I said, anything metal. If it's lawn, and conductive, that's the nice thing about HF. You could probably tune it up. The gutters. I always talk about gutters and stuff. I guess you just have to get the radio and tune it, or get a SWR meter and see if this kind of stuff will, like, tune up. Maybe, like I said, it might be a way to use it.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been watching a couple of these videos, and they've been using some sort of, it's called a ReExpert. It's kind of like a handheld SWR. It's kind of like the size of a remote control. For like a TV remote control. Like this guy, Josh, I saw him use that to adjust a number of antennas. You do a sweep and you'd find out, oh, I got to adjust this. We definitely need to have something like that to tune it, tune the antenna to the radio, because he wasn't using a tuner. But if you're using multiple bands, you might have to tune it each time, I think. Because the one he was doing was just on one band, so you tune the antenna for that band and then you're good to go.
Yeah, that's what me and Travis do with his setup. Every time we switch bands, I got to tune it. every time. But I gotta get going, Travis. Brad. I got person. I got a new person today. I got Trang. So figure I should get in there and get myself all situated before he comes over. So that's 873 to you, Brad. Good luck radio shopping, and I hope you find one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So KT2GDQ, KT2PT, 73's Brad. You have a good day. Stay warm.
73's Ross, KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ, and we're clear of the channel.